Welcome to a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I'm a diehard Blue's Clues fan. I grew up with this show. So great that it's coming back in a new form, Blue's Clues and You, premiering Monday, November 11th at 9 a.m. Eastern on Nickelodeon. Joining me right now is one of the creators of the original Blue's Clues and this new show, Tracy Paige Johnson. Tracy, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I want to start off just by asking you where the origins of this revival began. The original show was such a huge success. You took a break for a while. Now you're back. When did this begin, talks of the revival?
You know, I think it was about 3 years ago, there was the whole revival thing of Will and Grace and Roseanne and everybody. There's just so much out there on the landscape. And everybody was kind of hearkening back to the good old days or those memories. And, we've been planting the seeds of wanting to bring Blue's Clues back for a while. And I think the planets just became aligned again. And Nick was super excited. I know they did some preliminary research, and everybody just has so much love for the show. And also the kids who grew up on Blue's Clues are now having kids of their own. So they want something heartfelt, and they want to share their childhood with their kids. So the timing is just right, and it has just been, the feedback has been phenomenal, and we're just so excited and honored to be sharing Blue's Clues with another generation.
Yeah, my cousin has a little 1.5-year-old son, and I can't wait for him to now grow up with this new Blue's Clues. He's gonna love it so much.
And the whole process of, you know, how do you reboot something that was such a classic, and you know, it's scary because people have so much attachment to the original, so it's writing that fine line of staying true to the original but being fresh and different. So it was a challenge, but I think we got the formula right. We're very excited about it, and the outpouring of people seeing the I know Nickelodeon sneaked a little peek of the handy dandy notebook phone and Josh calling Steve and Joe for help, and you know, the probably the 20-year-olds and some of the 30-year-olds have just started to cry of, oh my God, people's talking to me, and just the outpouring has been so exciting.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, we'll get into Steve and Joe's return and the new guy, Josh, here in a little bit here on the LCJ Q&A. You mentioned attachment to the original show. I still have the giant thinking chair. I have it. It's upstairs. And it's got a ton of memorabilia and stuffed animals and things on it. Do you remember when the original show was on the air, experiencing the merchandise craze firsthand?
Yeah, you know, it happened much later. We were on the air for a while, and then it came, and I remember taking the subway into work, and a little girl had a Blue's Clues backpack on, and, you know, just she was barking to her mom, and I just remember being blown away by, oh, it's like, it's working. It's like the kids love the show, and they're into it. And then just to see the outpouring of, you know, the show was originally just made out of, you know, wanted to do a great show of raising the self-esteem of preschoolers, and then to have the extended play and to see all the characters and the thinking chair and kids thinking and writing things down in their notebook. I mean, it was phenomenal, and I think it came to the one of my greatest moments way back when was when Blue was in the Thanksgiving Day parade as a huge balloon, because as a kid I just love watching those balloons go by, and then to see something you created and then so well loved by kids all over the world just floating down Broadway was just incredible.
Yeah, that definitely is an iconic moment. I remember seeing online about a year and a half ago, that you guys put out a casting call. We want the new star of the Blue's Clues show. You got Josh De La Cruz. He is great.
Yeah, 3,000 people. 3,000. And Nick was amazing. I mean, they just put out feelers everywhere, and it went through 3,000 tapes. And it was hard, and we were open to everybody, age, color, ethnicity, gender, and it was a hard decision, but Josh really has all the chops.
He connects with you. He looks right into the camera like he's supposed to do, and he genuinely connects with you. Did he feel comfortable right away? Did it seem like doing that first episode?
Yeah, and actually, we were so happy that the original host, Steve Burns, is coming on as he helped us, consulting producer and in casting. So he was in the final casting calls, and there's some great footage of, they came in for their final callbacks. I think we had about five of them. And Steve was there, helping direct, and it was kind of a surprise. He would pop out from behind after they did a scene to give some pointers, and it was hysterical. They would just freak out because it took a moment for them to realize, oh my God, it's Steve! And the looks on their faces were great, but he was fantastic in giving them the tricks and, just the tools and the toolkit of talking to those kids at home, that you're not talking to a huge audience, but you're focusing on that one kid at home who's listening to you. And I love what Steve always says is, like, that kid is much cooler than you, and, like, you don't know if they're going to, help you, but you're going to ask for help, and you're just so thankful that they do because you really, really need it. And it's just been a wonderful process with Steve back in helping write and direct. So we're just kind of passing the baton on, and it's just going so swimmingly. And Josh is the real deal. He's so genuine. He has that connection. He has the singing. He's from Broadway. And he just has that sweetness that you just can't help just loving this guy.
No, he definitely does a great job. When you guys watch the first episode on the 11th, you will not be disappointed. If you are a diehard Blue's Clues fan, you will not be disappointed in him. And it's so surreal that Steve and Joe are back. I mean, was that always the plan, to bring them back into the first episode to pass the baton?
Yeah, I think they're family, and it's a Blue's Clues family. And when you have a reunion, it's meaningful to have everybody come to the table. And they were so excited to hop on board, and, they just make the show, because now the show is for the preschoolers, certainly, but it's also for all the people who grew up on Blue's Clues, too, so you want to kind of make that connection with that audience. And now with social media, too, what a difference of creating a show before social media and after. I mean, now there's just so much more ways to connect, and Josh having his own Instagram and connecting through there, and then that whole business of him becoming a thirst trap, or this excitement around this hottie host of Blue's Clues was a funny thing that happened. But, everybody is embracing it and just feels so excited to be, it kind of feels like we're all giving birth to it together, and everybody is just so behind it. It's just so heartwarming.
Yeah, so it is, a lot of it has the feel of the old show, but obviously because it's, the modern age now, you had to update a few things, and when Mailbox pops out in that first episode, and he's like, oh, you got an email. I mean, was that unavoidable that you had to start doing emails now?
Yeah, you know what, we had many, 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 many discussions about, what technology to bring in, and I think we realized that technology is a very big part of preschoolers' lives now. So, we wanted to, we're talking to preschoolers. We want to be in there every day. So, with the handy-dandy notebook of just knowing that, we also know how important it is that kids are still drawing and doing non-techie stuff. So then we had the idea of, compromise of, your still original handy-dandy notebook on one side, and then the other, the iPhone or the smartphone, in a way that we can call our friends and we can take pictures with it, just everything that is in a preschooler's life, but also showing how you use it, modeling healthy habits of technology. And we love the idea of getting an email, because that's what, kids and adults are getting nowadays, but we also love the idea of good old-fashioned mail, too, and still getting packages, and it's all part of sort of the new generation and just wanting to speak to the everyday of preschoolers' lives.
Blue's Clues made me fall in love with getting the mail. I've always been excited about getting actual mail and getting packages and things.
We're excited that kids will be going, we just got an email. You know, just to keep spreading the love.
Yes, yes. And parents will be okay with them singing that song over and over and over again.
I think so.
They'll be good with that. And I'm glad that the notebook, you got the phone on one side, but I'm glad that the notebook is an actual notebook and not necessarily a touch screen. I'm glad that you're keeping it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think with all of our childhood development backgrounds, we know the importance of holding a crayon and crayon to paper, pencil to paper, and still learning those fine motor skills.
Yeah. Tracy Page Johnson, one of the creators of Blue's Clues, and you, you also, and you did on the first show, you voice Blue, which is amazing. And the Blue character this time is CGI. Was that a difficult decision to now make Blue more CGI?
Yeah, we had to, we did a lot of exploratory and development. We knew we wanted to make her, we knew we wanted to refresh the show. And, you know, we were breakthrough back in the day because we were the first, one of the first shows to do cutout animation just on After Effects. And now we're kind of continuing that of being breakthrough in that we're the first show that has mixed media of 3D, 2D, and live action. But once we saw Blue rendered, when we did the test of Blue rendered as a three-dimensional character with the real fur, she just popped off the screen because she felt so real that you could put out your arms and hug her, and so lovable, so huggable. We just kind of knew, like, oh, yeah, that's what we got to do. And it's been a challenge. It's been it's very hard of marrying the 2D and the 3D and, you know, the props that she touches in the show, even though if they're 2D, if she touches them, it has to be 3D. So it's really this complicated process. But Nine Story Brown Bag Films has been fantastic in working with and figuring out the process. Because the show is deceptively simple. You think it's so simple, but it takes a lot to create, you know, all those different elements to fit together so seamlessly to make it feel that Josh is in the real environment of Blue's Clues.
Right.
Interacting with a 3D puppy and interacting with 2D characters of Salt and Pepper. Compositors at the very end really kind of bring it all together with the shadowing and the lighting. But it works. We are just so thrilled.
Do you remember the first time that you tried to do the Blue voice and you realized, I got it. This is what it's going to be.
No, we were just doing the pilot. It was with the pilot. And, you know, we didn't really have, it was a, you know, we ran, kind of were at the last moments. We didn't really have money to hire a voiceover person, but also because Blue wasn't really speaking. And we just went around the room and said, can you bark? Can you bark? Can you bark? And I could bark. Then we, doing the pilot, we just barked, but we thought for sure when the show got picked up that, you know, it would get a real voiceover talent. And then when the show did get picked up and we were holding auditions, it didn't, you know, I guess we call it demo love. You just got used to my voice. But I think having created the character, you know, you have that special heart behind it. And it wasn't my decision. It was Nickelodeon's to, after all the auditions, to keep with my voice. And now it's my favorite part of the show.
That's so great. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. I'm glad they made the decision to keep you doing the voice. I'm glad.
Me too.
So this show, you know, it relies so much on a green screen and how you pull the camera in and out and all that. Tell me exactly, give me the Blue's Clues secrets of how you pull it all off when it comes to Josh standing in front of that green screen and what you guys do.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just a tribute to Josh and Steve and Donovan, been, you know, acting to nothing. You know, it's the whole crew coming together and just really storyboarding out, you know, before we go into shoot, the general composition of the backgrounds and the eye lines. And then once he's on in the green swimming pool, we have to do little eye lines. So we have, you know, screens set up almost like the weathermen, weatherwomen who, you know, are standing in front of a green screen. So we can have find Blue's eye line or whoever character is in that scene. They also use little tricks of tape, or Josh will have a laser pointer, and when he's looking, when it looks like he's looking at Blue, he'll take the laser pointer and say, okay, put a piece of tape on that piece of floor right there where the laser pointer is, and that kind of just helps them get into the rhythm. And then it's just, you know, we'll do many takes of the same shot, and it's hard because since we are a preschool show, our takes are longer and, you know, a little bit slower in the pause. So he has a lot, you know, sometimes they're a minute long, so he has to hit the mark on every time. So we do a lot of takes. But again, Josh, one of the reasons he was hired is he just is like a machine of just absorbing, you know, the space and where the characters are and connecting with the camera. And we always love that magic step when he leans forward and he gets really close and talks just to you. It's a lot of practice. It's a lot of hard work, though. That's certainly a marathon. We're up in Toronto right now shooting. But the crew is fantastic. It's so wonderful to have another family again. Sometimes you think you can never go back, but, you know, we've been having such a great time, you know, recreating the magic. And it's so fun having kids who grew up on Blue's Clues now working on the staff of Blue's Clues on the set and in the writing and in the animating. It's just so lovely. You know, it's just such a warm feeling, especially in the state of the world today, just to have something so good that's out there and is making people so happy and come together. Warm and fuzzy inside.
You watch the show, and I know there are edits in the show, but it all feels so seamless that you sort of don't realize that they're edits. You all think it's one continuous shot. So to know that you do many takes of the same shot, that's fascinating. But yeah, it is a seamless experience when you watch this new show. And when I was watching, you know, the segment towards the end where they go into the picture frame, I was thinking to myself, you know, there's that classic scene in Mary Poppins when she and the Banks children and Bert kind of jump into the picture on the floor. Was that original inspiration for doing that, for having that element in Blue's Clues?
I think, you know, that's the impact of media on kids. I know Angela and I, you know, when we were creating Blue's Clues, we were just thinking of the things that inspired us as kids, and I'm sure that was part of it, like in Steve's shirt. Came from the love of fruit stripe gum. I know when I was little, and also loving the show Zoom. And so we take those things that made us happy as kids, and you kind of pass that on, and that whole magical feeling. And we hope that, you know, the show is inspiring, you know, generations of kids, that they'll pass on, you know, they'll be show creators and create things for the next generation of kids.
And was it tough getting Josh's blue of his shirt just right? Because the shirt was very important the past two times. How about doing the shirt this time?
Yeah, you know what? We thought we were going to do something green. And then when we were doing the photo shoot after he was hired of just kind of a press shoot, we were saying, oh, he looks so good in blue. And then I think it was just some out-of-box thinking. We were there with the Nickelodeon execs. And we're like, what if we do blue? And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, it just felt so fresh and new, but still so signature and classic. But we did have a lot of hard time with the blue shirt in the color correcting process. It kept coming out purple, so we had to keep trying, but we knew we could get there. Now we just love it. One of my favorite, one of our Nick execs, Sarah Landy, which she says, it's just like vacation. Just that soft blue of the and the newness, but it's like the green shirt, but it's just blue. It's just so soothing.
And I'm glad that you didn't change the theme song and the style of it. You changed it a little bit, but you didn't change it so much that it's like something completely different.
Yeah, just enough to refresh and feel modern, but still so classic. And, you know, the show was so good. It was so well researched and well thought off then. We didn't have to do that much, but now we're really getting into, you know, once we refresh the host and blue and the look, you know, the music gets a little refreshed too. And we kept a lot of the classic songs, and then we also just refreshed some of the new ones. But again, I feel like we did a perfect job of, you know, just refreshing, but not too much that it felt so different, but still keeping true to the classic nature of Blue's Clues.
Yeah, the spirit is absolutely there. I could feel the memories come through again, and you thank the original crew of the first Snack Time episode at the end of this one, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, you know, it's all family. We're all family, and we couldn't have done the show without, you know, all the original people who helped make it what it is. So, you know, it's all about gratitude for sure.
Yeah, one of the most iconic shows in the history of Nickelodeon and the history of kids television and family television, really, because adults are going to sit around and watch this with kids and grandkids who grew up with the first Blue's Clues, and they're going to be entertained. I was genuinely laughing, especially when Steve and Joe come back and some of the lines they say about sort of where they're at and interacting and everything and the self-awareness. There's some genuinely funny stuff. So Blue's Clues and You, Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, 9 a.m. Eastern on Nickelodeon. You have to watch the premiere, and you have to watch this show, especially if you got kids and grandkids. Tracy Page Johnson, thank you so much for answering all my crazy Blue's Clues questions and for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.
Take care, Blue. We'll see you real soon. I'm Late Scammer Jackson. Listen to more episodes of the LCJ Q&A podcast at Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and at lights-camera-jackson.com.